If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, I'm Laura Lively. Welcome to you and all of your parts. So a question came in from a subscriber, and she wrote, "What do you do about post-event collapse? As in, I notice that when I have this really big event occur, I do great throughout the event. And then after the event, when I'm like feeling fulfilled and like everything went great, then that often sends her into a binge and basically takes her off of her food plan." And so she asked if I would talk about that. And I would love to talk about that. I have heard this called many things: post-event syndrome, post-event collapse syndrome, post-event blues, and letdown syndrome. And so basically, I think I want you to understand the most important thing is this is a thing. This is well documented. This is not something that there's, you know, it's not happening because there's something wrong with you or you're making it up or something. No, it's a thing. It is documented in the psychology. It's just well documented. So let's just own that, first of all. So there's nothing wrong with you. This is a common event. And so let's talk about it. So again, to me, when I actually found out this was a real thing and there wasn't something wrong with me and it wasn't just me, that actually made my parts much calmer. And then, you know, what can you do to actually help you transition through what can be a tricky time? So there's some, you know, again, going out, you can, you know, check with the Google box, but there was quite a few suggestions for how you can actually work through this. And some of them might be to mentally prepare for it. Once you're aware that this happens for you, then the next time you've got an event, prepare for it. Prepare for this letdown. And then one of the other things I saw recommended, one of the things that I've learned to do for myself, because I too have this, is be gentle with myself the day after. You know, how can I make sure that I have the appropriate resources or that my schedule is what it is, even if it means I need to come back a day early. And then the third thing would be, reach out to a trusted friend, like reach out for support. Don't isolate just because, you know, the day after, particularly if something goes wrong. So like I said, I too struggle with post-event blues. And once I realized it, like all of the suggestions on Google were, I could prepare for it. And that helped me be able to, you know, hopefully head it off at the pass next time. And so it's not just me thinking, what can I do? I also, as you might imagine, involve my parts in that discussion. Like the person who sent me the email, some of the worst binging on food or alcohol that I've had occurred after an event was over. Like it was a letdown, like, oh, I deserve it. So I just want to, actually, I'm going to share with you some of the reasons that my parts have shared with me that they feel like that they do deserve it. So as always, I recommend you get curious about your parts. So why, what is up so upsetting after the event, or what's happening with the parts? Like, how can I be curious with what's going on? And so some of the questions I'll ask the parts are, tell me what you're feeling right now. Tell me what's going on. I am here with you. You're not alone as we walk through this day after said event. And I'll even say to them, I know coming off an event is hard for you, but I'm here with you. I'm here to help. So those are some of the ways that I can kind of start a dialogue with my parts if they're struggling after an event. And then I'll ask them the question, and I'm gonna pause and like say, tell me what's going on. Tell me why you want to do XYZ. Why are you feeling down? Why do you think me eating off my food plan is a good idea? And it's interesting over the years, some of the responses that I've personally had. So I'll just share them with you and you can see if any of them might resonate in your system. So some of the things I've heard from my parts after the fact. So the event is over, and that event could be, you know, like a 3-day conference. It could be holiday meal that I'm not partaking in the food that I used to eat maybe. And I hear some things like, you know, maybe it was a dinner party I went to and I managed to stay on my food plan and did not partake in food that previously I might have, as an example. And so I'll ask when the parts are like, cranky, fussy about it. I'll say, you know, tell me what's going on. Tell me what's happening. And it's not fair. But I hear back, right? It's not fair. I don't get to eat or drink like everyone else. Or I deserve a treat. I was really good. Or I don't want it to be over. I loved that time and I don't want it to be over. I'm disappointed that it's over. I don't want to go back to work. I don't want to go back to school. I'm sad or I'm lonely now that everybody's gone and I'm alone again. And so to these types of comments, I always want to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate my parts. And so I say things like, I get that you feel sad or you're lonely, or I get that you don't want to go back to work. I feel some of those things too. I feel all of that, right? It's okay for us to feel like that. There's nothing wrong with you being disappointed that the event is over, right? It's okay. I am here with you. You do not have to do this alone. And so I send all of these parts love. And if I'm challenging, and notice, I want to notice, I'm sending them love. And if I start challenging the parts, if I'm saying things like, oh, don't be ridiculous. Of course you have to go back to work. If I'm trying to make them wrong about how they feel, then I'm blended with another part, right? There's no self-energy there. If I'm blaming a part who feels sad that the event is over, right? Or if they're feeling like, well, I deserve a treat. If I start blaming, don't be ridiculous. You can't have a treat. We've worked really hard to get to wherever we are. You don't drink, no treats, right? Does that sound like self-energy? No, that's another part. And if that's the case, welcome that part too. It's a parts party now. Welcome the other part that may not like the part that wants the treat or the part that feels sad. Welcome that part. They don't have to like each other, but welcome it. Because what we're looking for is, you know, how are you feeling towards the part? Hopefully the first one, you're feeling open and welcoming and compassionate towards it. If you're blaming it, if you're judging it, welcome to another part, right? And see if it can give you a little space. So, and let's actually, I'm going to stop for one more moment and talk about that other part. Let's see the part that doesn't like the first part that's, you know, upset that the event is over. Self would welcome the second part as well, right? Self cares about all of its parts. And so again, see if they can give you a little space so that you can continue to work with the part that was feeling sad or upset or feels like you deserve a treat or whatever that part might be saying to you, right? So self cares about all of its parts, even the cranky ones, even the ones that, you know, may do something that might harm the system per se, whatever that might mean to you and your system. So let's just circle back to this advice to mentally prepare. Since I'm now aware, and maybe you're now aware, that you are susceptible to post-event blues, I plan for it up front, right? I also will let my parts know, so this event is over in 3 days, and the next day we're going to do XYZ, and we know that that day, that transition day, can be tough for us, but it's okay. We'll do the thing for 3 days. We got the transition day. So we're going to make sure that we take care of ourselves on that transition day. And I then make sure I actually do have things ready so that by the time I get to that transition day or the day after the event, I'm ready to be able to help them, right? Like maybe I planned extra time to read a book. Maybe I planned extra time to talk to my best friend. Maybe I planned extra time to take a bubble bath. And then I will help walk them through that and check in like, okay, it is the day after the holiday meal. How are we feeling? How's everybody doing? So, you know, again, the second piece of the advice that's out there is be gentle to yourself after the event. And again, commit to the part you'll do it and then actually do it and check in as you're going. I want to quote, I'm actually going to look and read this quote from Dick Schwartz, Richard Schwartz, who was the creator of IFS. This came out of No Bad Parts on page 12. Self can say no to impulsive parts firmly, but from a place of love and patience. In just the same way an ideal parent would. Additionally, in IFS, when parts do take over, we don't shame them. Instead, we get curious and use the part's impulse as a trailhead to find out what's driving it that might need to be healed. So you know, on that day after, if you're more likely to do things you wish you didn't do or be more reactive than you want to be, you know, if it happens, love yourself up. Just let the parts know it's okay. Everybody's done the best that they could. We don't want to blame and shame anybody. So this final piece of advice that how to manage post-event blues, reach out to a trusted family member or friend for somebody to give you some support on that extra day. Maybe you prearrange that as well. So maybe I would say, hey, we've got time in the day. We're going to talk to our sister. She is their best friend and our cheerleader, and I'm going to make sure I talk to her this afternoon. And let the parts know that we have time scheduled with Suzy Q so that they know they have something to look forward to on that day after the event is over. So I hope this information was helpful to those of you who also suffer from post-event blues. Once you're aware of it, the best thing you can do is plan for it, treat yourself with love and compassion, and then have some support needed and lined up. So thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check into the video description below for links to some of the resources. Until the next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.